Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, congratulations on 20 years.
Your 10,000 hours and over 20,000 interviews, if you do the math, is about 72 million words of devoted time on your part.
The best looking, smartest, and of course, most humble fellow I know.
Best wishes on your 20th anniversary. Of course, you've succeeded because you have the perfect face for radio. Congratulations.
Everybody's a comedian. Welcome back. Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show in the third decade of the 21st century. And we're doing that with our good friend, Mike Daniels. Mike, I need a website, please.
People can look at all of our technology work, Jim, at AEI.org, the American Enterprise Institute in Washington, D.C.
So check that out, folks. And of course, the book, Mike's book that he co-authored, Names, Numbers, and Network Solutions, The Monetization of the Internet. It's a history book that you will find fascinating. Mike, thanks again for being here. Folks, we're visiting with the legendary Mike Daniels and the guy who was part of all the digital stuff that we're dealing with right now, that we're enjoying and managing right now. Mike was part of that in the early days as it was coming up, and he continues to be. Mike, we've talked about the origins of the Internet. We've talked about the enemies without that are using the Internet to hurt us. But we also have enemies within, and that enemy, what is it, Pogo, the possum philosopher said, we've seen the enemy and he is us. And when it comes to the Internet, we're our own worst enemy sometimes, aren't we?
We are, Jim. And, you know, again, for our listeners, as you and I are talking about this, think about all of the people in this country have heard this forever. Our founding fathers, many of our leaders have said to us, our enemy is internal if we don't let a democracy work. And think about our enemies. If you don't fire a shot, just let the democracies eat themselves up. Mm-hmm. And all of us who watch what's going on in this country and have for a while, that's what we're seeing right now.
Yeah.
And so they're winning on that one, because if you cause internal disarray, if the people don't know what to believe, if you pit each other against each other politically, which is what's happened in this country, that's the thing that can kill what we know as our modern democracy in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
I think we have the strongest country in the world. I don't think that's going to happen, but it causes unbelievable trouble, disruption, and internal hatred. That's what we're seeing with this.
If there's not some kind of a movement, though, Mike, where people get a dose of reality and say, wait a minute, you're not my enemy. Putin is my enemy. Xi Jinping is my enemy. The mullahs in Iran are my enemies. My neighbor is not my enemy. Just because he votes the other way than I, opposite what I vote, just because he likes one candidate and I like the other, that's not my enemy. We can sustain our country if we disagree politically, but we can't sustain our country if we disagree ideologically, if we disagree with the fundamentals of America. I mean, why can't we go back to where we say the first words of the First Amendment? You have the right to speak and to think how you want, and I defend that right for you to do that. We got to get back to that, don't we?
We have to get back to it, Jim. And one of the main issues around the Internet is the rise of social media in this country, and now it's all over the world. And I'm struck by the fact that when you look at the figures that we look at in the tech industry, 75% of people in our country are getting their news off social media.
God help us.
Now, that's different from getting it out of what I'll call reputable sources.
Mm-hmm.
There's no regulation of this kind of content, except by our tech firms themselves.
Do you see some regulation happening coming down the road for that? Do you see some kind of antitrust or regulatory situation? I mean, after this election, aren't some things going to be cleared? Isn't there going to be some clarity about that?
Maybe, Jim. And one of the lessons I've learned being in the technology business for 50 years is ultimately, when Silicon Valley gets very powerful, if they don't change the way they do things, if there's a public outcry or a political outcry, Washington will. It's always been the story of that in my lifetime with Silicon Valley. When they run amok, Washington will act at some point. Are we to that point yet? I'm not sure we are.
I think we are.
This is a serious question.
I think we are, or we're in that lane anyway. Hey, Mike, I need the website one more time, please.
AEI.org, and also anybody can find their books on Amazon.com. Yep. So that's where you can find me, Jim, and our work on the tech policy side.
Hey, Mike, thank you for being here. Thanks for all, and thanks for your leadership before and now, and we hope you'll come back soon.
Jim, thank you and your listeners. Everybody be safe. Great to be with you all. Thank you, Jim.
Mike Daniels, ladies and gentlemen, a great American, the legendary Mike Daniels. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.